from time to time, you go on our website to find out the different things that we're doing. A lot of fun things happening in videos and seminars online and live stream presentations that are free. Go to Healing Care Ministries, look us up, find out what's going on. I think you'll find that there are some resources there that could be very helpful for you. I had a great time recently participating in a continuing education event for Healing Care Ministries Spiritual Direction Program. Great talks. Kurt Thompson, just amazing. And it was great. And you can access those things if you go onto the website. So the last time we were together, we were talking about this great word that comes in the benediction to the book of Hebrews. And we began by talking about three of the movements that are in this. Now may the God of peace, we talked about the fact that you are at peace with God, through the blood of the eternal covenant, that Jesus has made that once for all atoning sacrifice for our sin, we are right with God, and that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, which is proof of him being the Son of God, that what he said about the kingdom that was true, and that we can now embrace that. Well, let's go on and let's look at some of the other things that are in this. And it then goes on and it talks about the fact that this Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. Boy, this is an amazing image that comes out of Scripture. We see it all the way back in Psalm 23, the idea of the good shepherd, and Jesus is our shepherd, and how he cares for us, and he uses a rod and a staff to comfort us. And then it's, of course, in Ezekiel, beginning around chapter 34, where God says that he will shepherd his sheep. But maybe the most famous passage about the good shepherd is in John chapter 10. And Jesus talks about the fact and says, I'm the gate for my sheep. And he goes on and says, I'm a good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The sheep know me, and I know them. And four times he goes back and say, I will lay down my life for them in order to care for them, in order to protect them. That's just an amazing picture of Jesus. A couple podcasts ago, we talked about the fact that in 1 John, it gives us this picture of love. What greater love has someone than they lay down their life? And that's what Jesus has done for us. As the good shepherd, he wants to lead us, care for us, protect us, guide us. He puts a table before us in the presence of our enemies in dark places. It's really something that I think is important for us to recognize, that Jesus loves you that much, that he wants to shepherd you. It's a powerful image of his care and his comfort. Think of things. He leads us by still waters. He causes us to lay down in a rich field of grass. And all the other images that come out of that beautiful passage in Psalm 23. And Jesus says, I am the gate. Come through me to the kingdom. And then his promise is, I will protect you. And didn't Jesus do that very thing? He laid down his life for us. That's why I think you and I are so crazy about Jesus. I mean, he's gone to the furthest extent to show that he loves us, that he wants to embrace us, that he longs to be with us. You remember the different parables that are found in the Gospel of Luke, and how the parable talks about the lost sheep, and how the shepherd goes and looks and finds the lost sheep and brings that lost sheep home. Even though he already has 99 in the pen, he's concerned about that one. There are days when you're that one and I'm that one, and he comes pursuing us. In that, he's just like his father, isn't he? Do you remember when Adam and Eve went to hide? God went searching for them. And then he provided for them. And that's an amazing picture of how much Jesus cares for us. So we see it here that we are at peace with God. The blood of the covenant has forgiven us of our sins. Jesus rose from the dead, giving us a taste of the new eternal life that will be ours. And he's the great shepherd of the sheep. And then it says this, that he wants to equip us with everything good to do God's will. This is, again, such a rich passage of Scripture. Do you realize that you have everything you need for life and godliness? For the very first day you put your foot on the path of Christ, you got all that you need. Both Paul and Peter said that in their epistles. He gives us tools and skills and competencies. He gives us spiritual gifts, and those spiritual gifts are meant to be used for the advancing of the kingdom, and they're in you. You are really a force to be reckoned with. You are an amazing person. There is wonder inside of you, and it was placed there by God. I love this, that God gives us everything we need for doing His will. God will never call us to a purpose that He hasn't already equipped us to fulfill that purpose. And that's one of the reasons we have this amazing sense of gifting inside, and that we should be on a treasure hunt to discover all that God has done in our gifts, our talents, our passions, our appetites. God can use it all for the advancing of His kingdom. There is a way today that you can be part of bringing more light to the world, wherever you are, because of what God has done deep inside of you. He then goes on in this passage to say that God is at work in us to do what is pleasing to Him. Now, I want to approach that another way. I think what it's saying in part is this: God keeps working to bring the best out of us. He keeps working to enable us to make the kind of contribution of life and beauty in this world that He originally intended. And while it doesn't always feel good, His purpose is the same. I think another part of it is, I think it pleases God to do this work in us. You know those passages of Scripture, like in Philippians 1:6, God who began a good work will complete it, or 1 Thessalonians 5:24, when it talks about being held blameless to the end, and it says God is faithful, He will do it. It appears as though God finds pleasure in working in you, in working in me, to accomplish His will in our lives. Wouldn't it be terrible if the Holy Spirit was working us and just hated what He was having to do? But that's not the case. The Holy Spirit loves to cause us to live out of who we are in Christ. He loves it when we surrender to His, if you will, sanctifying purpose. I think there's something amazing about that. That He wants to bring out the fullness in you of all that you are in Jesus Christ. And then in the meantime, He loves doing it. You know, this is terrible to say, but my wife recently is part of the team that's decorating our new Healing Care Center, buying furniture, getting it painted, new wallpaper, getting it ready to use. And she bought 3 pieces of outdoor furniture, and then, well, she gave me the assignment of putting them together, and putting things together is not one of my favorite things, getting up and off of the floor and crawling around and finding screws. I did it for her because I love her, but I didn't enjoy the doing. I'm sorry to say that, but I think she's well aware of that. But look at God. He's at work in you, and He enjoys the doing of that work. I know He'd prefer that we would surrender to that activity, but it isn't like God saying, oh my gosh, look what I have to do inside of Terry. This scripture gives us the impression that He works in us to do what is pleasing to Him. I think it's pleasing to God to see the degree to which you're surrendering to His work in your life, learning how to live out of who you really are in Christ. And then the scripture goes on and says that it's all through Jesus Christ. It is all through Jesus Christ. How many times we've come back to this key point that we are Jesus people. I'm a Jesus guy. We are Christ possessed. He did it all. All creation is pulling in and aligning with every authority and every power under the Lord Jesus Christ. And so everything that God is doing is linked to Jesus and His coming and His standing in for you and His standing in for me. This brings us back to that passage of Scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, that there is no other name by which we can be made whole than through the name of Jesus. I know that the text is often translated, no other name under by which we may be saved, but there's always a healing element to that notion of being saved. I think God is in the process of making us whole. And there is no other way to be whole than through Jesus. So when we see here in Scripture, in this benediction, this good word, that we're at peace with God, that's through Jesus. We've been forgiven by the blood, that's through Jesus. We know that the word of God is true because of the resurrection through Christ. Are you following? It just comes over and over again. We are cared for by a great shepherd who is Jesus. We are being equipped to live out of who we really are in Christ by the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent. A work that pleases God to do inside of us. And so we come back to this whole notion of how important it is that we recognize Jesus as our Lord. He's the one that has done it all for us. And that's such a good word for you personally. I know I've said this before, but I want to say it directly about you. If someone looks at the narrative arc of your life, they are going to find that you are moving toward wholeness because Jesus has been leaning on you. And it doesn't always feel good, and there are bumps along the way, and we skin our knees, and there are times that we wander, but yet Jesus is so for you. You're having a tough day, Jesus is for you. Do you feel you've wandered a bit? Jesus is with you. Through Jesus. And then it ends here by saying, to God be the glory. Actually, it says, to whom be glory forever and ever, and it's speaking of Jesus. And that's about heaven and eternity. And even today, I thought about the fact that Mom and Dad are there with Jesus, and they're bringing glory and honor to Him. I got a note from someone today. He's a friend of mine, and he's really dealing with stage 4 cancer. And I sent him a note simply to say, I'm praying for you. You're a special guy. We love you. We're asking Christ to surround you. May His healing power be with us. And he wrote me a note back. And at the end of the note, he said, I may be going soon. Make sure you look me up when you get there. Oh my gosh. There with Jesus, to God be the glory. In Christ. And then this benediction, it ends with that familiar word, amen. So be it. And so today, let me just list these things again for you. This is for you. You're at peace with Him, and the blood of Jesus has forgiven you of all your sins. And He rose from the dead to prove that point. He's a good shepherd, and He cares for you. And He's going to equip you with everything you need to flow in your purpose for the kingdom. And whatever work He's doing inside of you, my friend, He enjoys that work. He is pleased when you allow Him to do that work of helping you live out of who you are in Christ. And all this happens through Jesus, to whom glory and honor belong. And so let me close by saying, over you and over myself, so be it. In Jesus' name.